Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Michelle, aren't you taking off on a fantastic trip to a beautiful island, and you're going to be in that sun? And how many times have I told you that that's going to be aging you faster than your years?
Oh, I totally don't believe that, since I'm going away for almost 2 weeks and I'm going to lounge around in my bikini.
God, here we go. Oh, my gosh. Okay, to the rescue with four everyday habits that age you faster than your years is Dr. James Yannis. Now, he is a board-certified dermatologist, associate professor of dermatology at the Mayo Clinic College of Medicine in Scottsdale, Arizona, and a regular expert here on Her Radio. Dr. Yannis, welcome back. And what are we going to do with Michelle and that sun issue?
Dr. Pitt, thank you. And, you know, as I even heard Michelle telling us what her plans were, I thought, we need to back up. Who picked that destination for her? Enjoy her beach vacations, but all night long. So I would rather that she spend her time in a casino, nice and dark, so she's not actually out there in the sun quite so much.
Oh my gosh, are we all supposed to turn into vampires here? I mean, what's going on? Come on.
Or gamblers? Let's
get right to the... Vampires
come to me probably the least often of all. But then for people who really want to enjoy a little bit of time in the sun, we always think about it like a job. Try to avoid the peak sun hours, kind of like a job, in a dream world from 8 to 5.
Wow, so avoid the peak. So what if you can't do that, Jimmy? Okay, I mean, seriously, I cannot do that when I go to Barbados. So what's my alternative?
So next is covering up as much as you can. Huge, big, floppy hats that cover up your face and your cheeks as much as you can. Long sleeves, long pants. And I know you can't do it all the time, but as much as you can, boy, does it protect your skin and keep you looking so much younger.
Well, you know, there's a great company out there, Michelle. Remember I told you about this group, Coolabar, Coolibar, kind of an Australian generated company. They have the coolest and really incredibly fashionable sunscreen clothing. I mean, it's actually sunscreen in the clothing. How cool is that? And so
that's
kind of a nice way to get around it, right?
It is, and there are other companies that sell that kind of stuff too, and they're actually powders that you can throw into the wash, so it makes any fabric have an SPF of about a 30 for the next 20 times that you actually watch that. It's called Sun Guard.
Really?
You can generally buy it at a grocery store or otherwise online. It's usually found with the laundry products, but it's cool because that way you don't necessarily have to go out shopping, and you just have to remember that whatever article of clothing it is, that you've washed it about 20 times, and then it's time to throw another one of those packets into the wash.
That's pretty amazing. I did not know that. Okay, so now we talked about, you know, sun protection and how we have to not be in the sun. What about...
And cover up.
But what about, you know, so if we're talking about aging, and so if I'm drinking pina coladas in the shade, should I drink them out of a straw? Or because that causes more lines or less lines? What are things we can do?
It's such a great question, Michelle, because when we think about what tends to cause wrinkles on our face, think about where they are. They're where our muscles work the most. So we have crow's feet, we have the furrowed brow. That's because those muscles have been contracting there over many years. You start having lots of your drinks, whether it be in Barbados or not, through a straw, that's going to accentuate that muscle action and contribute more to wrinkles. That's why when you think about smokers, besides the smoke itself, actually pursing your lips to smoke on that cigarette year after year gives you more wrinkles around your mouth.
And then what do you do about that, Jimmy?
That is so interesting.
What do you do about that? Can you fix that?
So you can. The first thing is, of course, avoid those sorts of behaviors. So when you have your pina colada, please just sip it out of the glass. But then wrinkles around these motor areas, especially... the crow's feet, then you can have things like Botox to weaken the muscles so that you don't have as much of the crinkling developing. And if it's already there, you could see a cosmetic provider, and they could talk to you about using fillers or doing lasers to help even out those wrinkles.
Right, right. Makes sense.
I've got a really wild one for you, Dr. Giannis, okay?
Tell me.
So how bad is it for your skin if you miss washing off your makeup before you go to bed? Of course, we've never gone to bed with our makeup on.
I'd rather that you enjoy your pina colada and not worry about it so much, unless you're an acne-prone person. If you're someone who's actually terrifically pimply-prone, you staying with the makeup on overnight is just going to heighten that risk for more of those pimples. Would that act alone specifically heighten aging? No. So if that's your only driver, then an occasional sleeping through the night with your makeup on is okay. And you might look cute the next morning, too.
Oh, it does help the next morning. You know, I always say that. So, okay, that's a good tip. But let's talk about, what are moisturizers, like eye creams, things like that? Are they important? Moisturizers alone, but also the eye creams and other things like that. How important are they?
So, moisturizers are delightful because they actually make you feel good. They actually plump up the skin. And I'm one of those dermatologists who doesn't tend to be super choosy about what eye cream you should pick, other than how it feels and how you think it looks. So is it going to dramatically alter the way your eyes look and make you look infinitely younger with a particular eye cream? Sadly not, although there certainly are a number of companies that would like us to believe that there is.
Boy, there are. That's for sure. You got that right.
Okay, speaking of your eyes, why is rubbing your eyes when you're tired a problem? Does it really, you know, make you prematurely age?
It probably does a little bit. I'm not sure that it's perfectly well understood, but back to that physical effect, like we were talking about wrinkles that come from pursing your lips or your crow's feet, anything that repetitively pushes on the skin and creates those folds will ultimately injure the skin just enough so that those wrinkles are more durable. They're not just temporary.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So what about sleep, Jimmy? How important is it for you to get sleep, and how does that keep your skin looking healthy or not?
Well, you know, we go back to what our moms and dads told us when we were little. Those fundamentals of rest and exercise are critical for your overall body's health, and particularly your skin. As our largest organ, it needs that extra sleep and that good quality sleep as well.
Now, are there other things, too, that you can, like, what about water? Does water help you as well, that being hydrated?
Yep. So back again to the notion of being really generally very good about your health tips, staying hydrated is important for general overall health. But I oftentimes feel sad when a patient will come to me with, you know, dry skin and say, oh, if I only drank more water. In general, if you've got dry skin, unless you're profoundly dehydrated, like you're really sick, the amount of water you're having is really not going to influence skin hydration that much. So if your skin is feeling dry, then you really need to lubricate it.
Makes sense.
Oh, I love it. And you know, I don't think enough women do that, especially if you're traveling and you're up in that dry airplane like I am so much. And, you know, you're up there and you're having a glass of wine. Oh, great. Let's get dehydrated together. And, you know, the same thing with coffee and way too much coffee. And so it's really important to keep pushing the water. It's terribly important. Well, you know, we've been talking about 4 every day. Well, heck with it, like 20 every day habits that age you faster than your years, with Dr. James Giannis from the Mayo Clinic. The organization is mayoclinic.org. And we want to thank you so much, Dr. Giannis, once again, for sharing your wisdom. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
Don't forget, stay out of the sun. Go in the sun at nighttime. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well. Mm-hmm.